AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A dozen Russians have been indicted on hacking charges linked to the 2016 election. Sagar Magani has more from Washington.
It's the clearest allegation yet of Russian efforts to meddle in the race. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein says the Russians, among other things, hacked key Democratic email accounts, collected information, and created two fake online personas.
And they used those personas to release information, including thousands of stolen emails and other documents, beginning in June of 2016.
Months before Americans went to the polls. The indictment does not allege any Trump campaign associates were involved or that any vote tallies were changed. It comes days before President Trump meets with Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president, during a joint news conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May, tells reporters he wasn't critical of May in an interview published by the Sun newspaper.
I didn't criticize the prime minister. I have a lot of respect for the prime minister.
In the interview, Trump said May didn't take his advice on how to deal with other European countries in the Brexit negotiations and that her soft approach to the breakup could cause problems in getting trade deals with the U.S. Trump, after meeting with May and Queen Elizabeth, is now in Scotland as tens of thousands of people take to the streets across Britain to protest his visit. A St. Louis jury awards nearly $4.7 billion in damages to 22 women and their families after they claimed asbestos in Johnson & Johnson talcum powder caused their ovarian cancer. One of the women, Gail Ingham, tells KMOV-TV.
The money really isn't the important part. It's for women to find out what was in talc and get it off there. And that maybe one or more will never have to go through this, or you won't put it on your babies.
Johnson & Johnson says it will appeal the verdict. This is AP Radio News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Mexico, meeting with President-elect Andrés Manuel Obrador and President Enrique Peña Nieto, who called on Pompeo to work quickly to reunite families separated at the border. Pompeo says he talked about border security with both Obrador and Peña Nieto.
We share nearly a 2,000-mile border. The United States is committed to making measurable progress that ensures the security on both sides of that border. Americans must be able to see improvements that better protect our national sovereignty and the safety of our local communities. I respectfully reinforce the importance of the border issue in each of our conversations today.
University of Louisville taking the Papa John's name off its football stadium in response to the pizza chain's founder, John Schnatter, reportedly complaining that Kentucky Fried Chicken's Colonel Sanders never faced a backlash for using a racial slur. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.